He might have to go now, brings down the Mishnah that says them and so Shiva Ainus, and them Ksuba prepares them and will blois. They don't have all these different things, they don't have Ksuba, they don't have blois, and the Gemara says over here in the middle of the Amid, I'm Kufafu now, blois, Amalar, Ravuna Bachila, Afghana Amazon, Shmuel, Lashana, Lenixi Milug. This is only referring to Nixi Milug. If Nixi Tzambazel Isla, the Nixi Tzambazel she will get. Says Mavoy that this then, that she doesn't have blois, is going on Nixi Milug Dafka, but she will have. What is the difference between nechse and milug? Nechse and barzel. So Rashi explains over here that there's two types of nechasim and Isha can bring into her Baal. Nechse and barzel are nechasim that she brings in with the ksuba, and he's makabel full achrais. And whether they go up or down, he has to give it all back to her. So that is something that is kaim la'ilam, like barzel, just like barzel is hard and it's kaim la'ilam. These nechasim are going to be kaim la'ilam because it's makabel achrais. She's always going to get them back. Nechse and milug. And the chasim that she is machnis, but he's not mekabel full achrayas, and the isha has the nechasim, the baal zaychel peris, but over there it's not kaim la'olam, the baal is not mekabel achrayas, and therefore it's not called barzel, it's called milug. Why is it called milug? So the Rishonim explain elsewhere that milug is a lashon of being bailig mereischem, which means when you, let's say, want to defeather a chicken, you want to take the cyrus or the feathers off a chicken, you pour hot water, and that removes the cyrus from the chicken. So meilig means to remove. So that is a reference over here that the nechasim of the isha are like something that you're meilig. They're constantly going to be missing. You're being removing things from them. Being that the baal is not mekabel achrayas, he's not going to take care of them, and they're going to be paichas v'heilig. And therefore, it's called nechasim milug as opposed to nechasim tzom barzel, that is stark. It's strong like barzel, and I have a kiyum la'ilam because he is mekabel achrayas. That's the beer that the rishonim say in these two terms. But there is a another pshat in Nechsi Tzom Barzel, a remez to Davar Nifla that the Shla brings down. The Shla says that Tzom Barzel, Barzel is Rashitavis of the Dalet Imais, Bila, Rachel, Zilpa, and Leah. That's what Barzel stands for. So Tzom Barzel means the Tzayin of the Dalet Imais. What is the significance of this? Why is Tzom Barzel called, I'll shame these Dalet Imais? And he explains a Davar Nifla that the we find the whole ma'aseh with Yaakov and Lavan. So Yaakov had a tremendous amount of sheep. He had his whole mikneh, all the behemoths that he amassed, but based Lavan. And in Chazal say in the Medrash that he had shishim ribay, the 600,000 different behemoths that he had in his that was the amount of sheep that he had. So the shaila is what's the significance of this number of shishim ribay, which is the same number as Klal Yisrael. And the Shla says over there, based on different rayas and other svarim say this as well, that the sheep of Yaakov Avinu was not just stam behemoth that he had, but that sign, that sheep, was actually the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. And the neshamas of Klal Yisrael were all kolul in those behemoths, and that unit of the shishim ribay sign that he had, that was the heft of Klal Yisrael. Those were the future neshamas of Klal Yisrael, and that's why Yaakov was taking care of it. That's why he was so into it and making sure everything should be okay. That was the tchila of the binyan of Klal Yisrael, was represented in those sheep. Whatever that means, we don't know exactly what that means, but somehow there is a mitzvah of Klal Yisrael in that sheep, among those sheep. And Mimele says that's why it's called that those behemoths referred to as tzayin barzel, because those are the tzayin of the imais of Bila, Rachel, Zilpah, and Leah. These are the neshamas that came from them, and we have kiyum because of the mice. That's where it comes from, and that's the reason why it's called Tzom Barzel, Shem, these sheep, because the these neshamas had kiyum la'ilam. All the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, l'dor y'doros, forever and ever, are all kolo in those sheep. Those are the basic, that's the basic number of Klal Yisrael, the shishim ribay, and that is kiyum la'ilam, and that is the reason why we refer to it as Tzom Barzel, to be meramas to the original Tzom Barzel that came from the mice, Bila, Rachel, Zilpah, and Leah. And I think it's very mukushet in Yani de Yaimel. If you listen, you can answer a davar tamua. You find that the Torah brings down Mishem his brother. Can you do it that the gimel regalim are mechuvin keneged the gimel, the three avos? And he brings down that Sukkos is keneged Yaakov Avinu. Where do you find a connection between Sukkos and Yaakov Avinu? So the Torah says Mishem his brother, because we find that it says Yaakov went to Sukkos. And Yasal Bias, he made a bias for him, and Mikneu also Sukkos, he made Sukkos and Mikneu. So we find the ending of Sukkos by Yaakov Avinu, and therefore Yaakov is connected the Yaakov of Sukkos. So the Mepharshim all bothered that if we're saying the Yaakov is Shaykh to Sukkos, he's the mark of the Yaakov of Sukkos, so it's Tamu. In the Pasuk it says he made the Sukkos for his Mikneh, for his cattle, for himself and for the people he made Batim, for the cattle he made Sukkos. So why would the remez to Sukkos come from a Sukkah that was made for cattle, not for people? L'chair, it's not what has no shaykhus to our Sukkah today. But Lufi, what the Shlosh says, It's moving heta because this mikna over here was not stam mikna. That was klai yisrael. These sukkahs taka were made for klai yisrael. The mikna as a sukkah was a sukkah that he made for his mikna, which represents the totality of the neshamas of klai yisrael. That sein barzel, and the mela makes sense that the remes with sukkahs would be dafka from the sukkahs that he made lemikneu. It's not referring to the actual mikna, but the neshamas that were there, which was kaitel all the neshamas of klai yisrael.